weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here with another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about being known and fully loved. And it comes from Psalm 139, beginning in verse 13. The scripture says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." You ever feel like when you're praying that maybe your prayers are just like lost in space among like billions of other prayers? Maybe you feel like, you know, God, I'm talking to you, but I don't feel like I'm being heard. Maybe you think God's forgotten you, or maybe you feel like, well, God's out to get you because so much weird junk's been going on in your life. Sometimes we dedicate time to spend with God and let our thoughts linger on him. I've done that, but to be honest with you, oftentimes I think about God and my thoughts wander away from him more often than not. I mean, that's probably true of most of us, I suppose. But let's think about it this way. Other times we're so busy, we only think about him from time to time. No matter how often we think of God, we might wonder, does God ever think about me as well? Well, the verses from Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18, answer that question. These verses promise us that he does. He absolutely does. He formed us in the darkness of our womb. Think about that. He sees our days before they even come about, and his thoughts concerning us outnumber the grains of sand. Now, stop and think about that. Have you ever been to the beach? Could you ever count the grains of sand in a bucket? Well, of course not, right? How about the sand covering the entire earth? Impossible. But this number is outweighed by the thoughts of God about you. Therefore, God thinks about you more than you think about him, which is a bit of a love story in of its own. He created us, knit us together in our mom's wombs, not just our physical bodies, but our personality, our characteristics, our emotions, our mental makeup. Each of us are exactly what we're created to be. Every aspect of us created with intention. Verse 14 says, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Fear is a negative emotion, right? It's the idea or sense that something bad or harmful is about to happen. But we were fearfully and wonderfully made. So what does fearfully here mean? The word fearfully is derived from the root yara, which expresses a reverent awe. It is mind-blowing that God, who created us in his astonishment at his own work and admires us. Think about that. No one better knows us than our Creator. God knows every thought, every habit, every action we've ever done or ever will do. And even then, even knowing our depths, he's still in awe of us. Shouldn't we live by the way that God views us? Instead, too often, negative self-talk or feeling worthless as we live is just, well, a warped sense of worth to affect the way we treat ourselves and those around us, and it leads to our own demise. Friend, we often hear, "God loves you," but when things are messed up all around us, it's hard to feel the truth of that. It's especially hard when we're not spending quality time with him. Often, he speaks his love to us when we spend quiet time listening. So we've got to take the time to meditate on his word and ask the Spirit of God to plant it in our hearts. He continues to oversee our lives. His thoughts, his plans, and his ways are beyond our imagination. We pursue knowing him and his ways. But even our best knowledge of him falls hugely short of understanding him. And though we don't have the capacity to fully know and understand God, we can be fully assured, 100%, y'all, that he fully knows and understands us, thinks about us, and totally loves us. God, We're grateful. Thank you for loving me in spite of all the many times that I just don't think about you. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on this day's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.